Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, beginning a new series using a devotional journal I wrote a number of years ago called Watch Your Mouth. You can find this on Amazon in either print or Kindle versions, or if you're local to the area, it's available at the book table in the foyer of the Deer Run Church of Christ that you can pick up a copy and follow along. Again, another 31-day devotional with a bonus day, so we'll be in this for the next 32 days, counting today, as we look at choosing words which honor Christ. That's the subtitle of the book. We live in a time where our words aren't filtered as much as they probably ought to be. We're bombarded with words that are very demeaning and discouraging and just downright sinful. And because we're surrounded with such words, it becomes very easy for us to pick them up without even realizing that the words we're using no longer honor the one that whose name that we wear. And so each day over the next month, we're going to be looking at how to choose words which honor Christ. Some things the Bible says about words and how they're used well. We begin this morning with the topic of choosing assuring words. If you're familiar with the story of Esther, you probably know that the entire book, much of it is focused on one man's hatred and his desire to get rid of the Jewish people. And how the Jewish people were saved by the wisdom of a man named Mordecai. And the courage of a woman who became queen, who was Esther. And because of the king being tricked into issuing a command or an edict that the Jewish people would be destroyed, that he said could not be changed. He issued a second decree that the people of God, the Jewish people, could defend themselves. And after God had given his people victory over those who sought to destroy them, the Bible says that Esther and Mordecai spoke assuring words to the people, assuring them of God's faithfulness, of his love, of his ability to rescue them, assuring them of the need to remember the rescue that God had brought. As I remember that, reading that and going through that, I can't help but wonder if we remember the rescue that we have received from God. What greater assurance could we give to people than to use those assuring words that remind not just ourselves, but inform them of the rescue that God has done in our life? An assurance that God has the ability and the desire to not only rescue us, but to rescue them. Today, as we spend time with God, it's an assurance to me to be able to look into His Word and be reminded of His love. Earlier this morning, I did a story time with Tom episode for children. And the Bible story that I read was part of that Last Supper of Jesus. And it points out the fact that in this time of remembrance, in this time where Jesus says He showed them the full extent of His love, that He offered the same bread, the same cup of remembrance, the same symbols of love to Judas as He did to everyone else, knowing full well what Judas was about to do, what he had already set in motion. And the powerful message of God's love, that assurance that our actions do not diminish His love. Our actions affect us. They definitely affected Judas. But God's love remained to the end. It was there for Judas to accept or reject. And to know that no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter where we've been, no matter what we look like, what we sound like, God loves us. He loves you. To speak those assuring words that you're not forgotten. You're not abandoned. You're not alone. As I record this, I'm really giving strong consideration, and not 100% yet, but likely that I'll be heading down to Louisiana to help with disaster cleanup there and to spend some time praying in that region. And as much as the physical help helps people, after recently spending time doing this in Iowa, some of the greatest help that is brought by people willing to do such things is a reminder that those suffering are not alone. That not everyone has forgotten. And I believe in this culture of focused media that if it doesn't fit the narrative that the powers that be want heard, it's not shared. That things like hurricanes and natural disasters have taken the back seat to COVID news and political news and election news. And because of that, those suffering often feel forgotten. And so as much help as it is to clean up a mess, I believe it's even greater help to be able to go to people in need with assuring words of saying, God loves you. You're not forgotten by Him or by those who love Him. It's one of the reasons I so appreciate the ministry of IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service, constantly responding to disasters, to emergency situations with physical help, but with assuring words that God remembers, and so does God, so do God's people. This morning as we pray, not only will we be praying about choosing assuring words, but as I introduced a new prayer guide this week, as I publish every week, today's topic is fully trained. Jesus says a student is not above his master, but one who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Are you living as one fully trained? This week, through that prayer guide, we'll be focused every day on praying about some aspect of being trained by God, by His Word, by His people. And I believe one of the greatest trainings that we need in our Christian culture is a training to choose words wisely. To choose our spoken words wisely, but I think even more critical in this era is to choose our social media words wisely. To be very careful about what we say, what we type, what we share. The image of Christ that we give to people. You see, the words we choose reflect the one we've learned from. It's interesting as you listen to children, at least for me, and there's times where they will use words and language that I just have to shake my head and think, where in the world did you learn that? And then I meet their parents. But I wonder if God listens to His children at times and wonder, where in the world did you learn that? And then He meets those that we follow most, those who we look to for influence. He meets the television shows, the movies that we watch. I always find it fascinating when a person will share something publicly on social media and with a disclaimer, never mind the language in it. It's a good post. It's a good content. Well, it's not. At least not to me. I don't want that stuff filling my mind. If it's a good content other than the language, there ought to be a better way to say it. To choose words which honor Christ means that I'm going to choose what I'm willing to listen to, what I'm willing to fill my mind with. You see, what goes into our mind eventually comes out. A whole generation ago, at the very beginning of the computer technology era, I studied that whole field in college. And it was then that the garbage in, garbage out became popular. There weren't programs per se, like we can go to the store today and get a program to run on the computer to accomplish about anything that we wanted, that we want to happen. Now, we had to code it. We had to write it. And those instructions of garbage in, garbage out was to convince us to pay attention to our code. To pay attention to every line that we were typing, that we were entering. Because all it took was one flawed line, and the input was messed up, which meant the output would be messed up. And as we spend time over the next 30-some days examining the words that we choose, pay attention to what you allow in. Because that's what will come out. You see, today, we have a choice to choose assuring words, to listen to the assuring words of Jesus that His love never fails, and then to share those assuring words with people who desperately need to hear them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God who loves us, who has called us to Yourself, who has given us the most assuring words we could ever hear. And they're found in the Bible, in Your Word. And Father, even as we live life according to Your Word, as we long to hear those assuring words and to share those assuring words, may our relationship with You prepare us for the day that we hear the greatest words I can imagine. Well done, good and faithful servant. So, Father, today as we pray, may You examine our life. Help us to pay attention to the words that we allow into our mind, whether the words that are directly spoken to us or just words that we've become comfortable hearing. Words of hatred and anger, words of vulgarity, words of sexual innuendo and crudeness. Things that we've excused throughout our life because it's just the way people talk. Father, help us to choose words that are assuring rather than words that are demeaning. And Father, may the assurance that we're able to give others grow from the assurance that we have in Christ. Father, may we see in His life a love that never fails. And may we be confident in assuring others that this same love is for them. Father, I think of our children, that those in our homes and our communities and our churches. May the words we speak to them, may the words that we share with them be words of assurance of their value to God. Assurance of our love for them no matter what. And assurance of God's love for them no matter what. Oh, Father, today as I pray, I ask that You would help us to be mindful of the words we use. That we would examine those things that are just a natural part of our language that maybe shouldn't be. That we would fill our mind with words that are good and pure and right. Words that are helpful to those who hear them. That build up others according to their need. Father, as we choose assuring words, may this assurance be a time of remembrance. Just as Esther and Mordecai would assure the people of God's faithfulness, assure the people of a remembrance that would continue throughout generations of God's faithfulness. May we speak the same, even as we speak of the Lord's Supper and the communion times that we share as we gather together. An assurance that not only has our sin been covered and paid for, but an assurance that Jesus has asked us to remember Him until He comes again, an assurance that His return will happen when it's the right time. Father, fill us with wisdom. with courage. Fill us with everything that is needed to not only hear the assuring words of others and the assuring words that you offer through your word, through your spirit, but with everything that's needed to speak assuring words to those who have lost hope, to those who are broken, who are downcast, who are discouraged. May our words be words of assurance because they're your words. And may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do and say. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.